In Southern California, many homeowners are still digging out of the mud more than 2 months after a deadly 30-square-mile debris flow slammed into their homes. But as Stephanie O'Neill reports from Montecito, each weekend, hundreds of volunteers armed with shovels are coming to help.
When Perry Thompson watched the televised helicopter rescue of a Montecito family, she was shocked to see the drama unfolding at her own house.
Tonight, for the first time, we are hearing the dramatic story of one family trapped by mud and plucked from the roof of their home.
Thompson was renting to the young family that narrowly escaped death.
You probably saw them taken from the roof in the basket, and they took their two dogs, their two large dogs.
After learning her tenant survived, a relieved Thompson was left with assessing the damage to her home, one of more than 300 houses filled with mud, rocks, and debris several feet high. But she, like many here, is underinsured for this type of disaster.
You just come here and it seems absolutely futile to do anything. It's mind-boggling.
And expensive, says Abe Powell. He's founder of the newly formed Santa Barbara Bucket Brigade, an all-volunteer group that's helped more than five dozen stuck homeowners like Thompson dig out of the mud for free.
Most of the homes we're digging out are the smaller homes where the working families live. And so usually with a crew of 40 to 50, we can get that mostly completed in a day.
So far, more than 2,000 volunteers have shown up to shovel. While teams work to clear the mud from inside each house, Powell oversees another crew that operates a mini excavator and other heavy equipment to clean the yards. Step one, he says, is to dig a path to the front door, much in the same way you'd clear a walkway of snow.
The second thing is we dig the cars out, and then the next thing is to dig out inside and dig a perimeter around the house so the walls can start to dry out. And that's really important because the house will literally rot from within.
Finally, the crews pile the dirt in each yard for the homeowners to dispose of. And while dumping it is costly, Powell estimates the group has saved residents here more than $1 million in cleanup costs. John Trimble is a Santa Barbara contractor and volunteer who says it's not just the hard-hit homeowners who benefit from this work.
Most of the volunteers, it's as much for them as it is for the people they're helping. I mean, it really is a cleansing experience for the community.
For many volunteers, digging is a way to connect with others and begin processing the disaster, one that took 23 lives, including a teenage boy and a toddler girl who remain missing. Josiah Hamilton of Montecito is a realtor and Bucket Brigade volunteer who says the whole community feels that loss.
You know, there's families out there that are never going to recover from this. That's something that we just always want to keep in our hearts.
It'll take more time before many homeowners in Montecito learn whether their houses can be saved. Still, Perry Thompson says she considers herself among the lucky ones. Not only did her tenants escape tragedy, but now she and her neighbors are getting the help they need from total strangers.
I don't know these people at all. And I mean, they've come out here and dug, and it's really, and I don't know why I'm crying, because it's a really wonderful thing.
The donation-funded Santa Barbara Bucket Brigade is scheduled for its next dig this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Montecito, California.